Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out one time. Right. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Good afternoon, guys. Good evening, or
whatever you want to call it. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you for listening in to the show. Those that are listening via cell phone, those that are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. If you want to call into the show, say hello to me, or if you want to call into the show and talk about whatever you want. Today, you guys know it, is Free For All Friday. And on Fridays, when I call it Free For All Friday, I mean Free For All Friday. All lines are open for you to call into the show, talk about whatever you want. I don't care. And just keep it clean. This is a family show. But it is Free For All Friday. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook and also on Blog Talk Radio. The reason I say Blog Talk Radio is because if you're on my show page right now, you can click on the icon there that says follow this show. Once you click on that icon, you can set it up where you'll get daily show notes about the show. And that way you'll never miss an episode. Also with Facebook and Twitter. If you want to follow the show on Twitter, we're on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. The Frank W. Show. Okay? On Twitter at The Frank W. Show. We also on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account. If you're not already there, go into your Facebook account. Go to the top of the page and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. If you do that, the show page should come up there, and you can get attached to the show that way as well. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, also, guys, our show tonight is being brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the professional certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can find them at 770-732-0244. Again, the number to CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your needs or concerns. Okay, guys, like I said, I have a great show set up for you, and well, technically, a great show set up for you. And like I said, today is Free Fall Friday, so you can call into the show and talk about whatever you want. Now, something that I'm curious about today, and I was reading about it, is the legalization of marijuana now. Now, today was the first day that pot or marijuana became legal in the state of Colorado. Now, a couple of people I've talked to say that they're gonna move out to Colorado so that they can partake in the pot legalization state. I really don't care whether you legalize marijuana in the States or not. I believe it's going to be around for forever. You know, as long as you can grow something out of the ground, it's going to be here from now on. I mean, how long has corn been around and beans and all this stuff that you grow in a garden that you can grow right up out of the ground? Grass always be here. Not that kind of grass. I mean, grass on the ground, you know, in your jar. It'll always be here because it grows out of the ground. You know, you can cut it, burn it, whatever, it'll come back up. You with me? You can dig it all up, try and grind it all up, and think, you know, cut all the roots out of everything. And a couple of weeks later, you know, grass growing over there. You know what I'm saying? So it'll always be here, and that's what I was saying about marijuana. Now, like I said, today was the first day of the legalization of marijuana in Colorado. This is an article from Denver, Colorado. It says pot may be legal. It's talking about the workers, employees there that are confused about this because, you know, they have a drug policy at work. And marijuana is one of those drugs, I'm sure. Okay. Now, this is from Denver in Colorado. Okay. Like I say, today is the first day of the legalization of marijuana in Colorado. Okay, this is an article, like I said, from Denver, Colorado. It says pot may be legal, but workers may want to check with their boss first before they grab the pipe or joint during off hours. It says businesses in Washington State, where the drug is legal in Colorado, where it will be by January, I guess, okay, where are trying to figure out how to deal with employees who use it on their own time and then fail a drug test. It is another uncertainty that has come with pot legalization, as many ask how the laws will affect them. There's just an incredible amount of gray right now about how marijuana legalization affects employers, says Sandra Hagen, Solon of the Northern Colorado Legislative Alliance, a coalition of chambers of commerce. Police departments are especially worried. Officers take oaths to protect all laws, state and federal. In this case, pot is still prohibited under federal law. Okay? The Seattle Police Department is reviewing its policies on drug use by officers or prospective officers, adding that it's unlikely off-duty officers would be allowed to use pot. The department might ease this requirement that applicants not have used marijuana in the previous 3 years. The Denver Police Department is reviewing Colorado's marijuana law, which goes into effect in January. The department has no immediate plans to change employment practices. It says marijuana is still illegal at federal level, so officers would not, under any scenario, be allowed to use marijuana. And he wasn't sure about pre-employment marijuana use. Other employers, especially those with federal contracts, are concerned what the new laws mean for them. One group of Colorado businesses has pleaded for clarity in a letter to the White House, which hasn't said if it was sued to block the law. The uncertainty, the uncertainty created will cause havoc for our members and hamper their efforts to maintain drug-free work sites, wrote Mark Latimer. The havoc Latimer refers to is confusion over a law passed with cigarette smokers in mind. Colorado's lawful off-duty activities law says workers can't be dismissed for legal behavior off the clock. A case pending in a state appeals court could settle the question. The case involves Brandon Coates, a telephone operator for Dish Network, paralyzed in a teenage car crash. He's also been a medical marijuana patient in Colorado since 2009. Coates was fired in 2010 for failing a company drug test, though his employer didn't claim he was ever impaired on the job. Coates sued to get his job back, but a trial court dismissed his claim in 2011. The judge agreed with Dish Network that medical marijuana use isn't a lawful activity covered by the law. Coates appealed, and the State Court of Appeals has agreed to hear the case, but hasn't set a date. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, more than half the states have laws that protect workers who smoke cigarettes off the clock. Colorado law extends to all legal activities, though Washington State doesn't have a similar statute. Okay, it says if you're doing it at home and it's not illegal and it's not impairing your work performance, you should be protected, said Coach lawyer Michael Evans. Okay, it's pretty wild. So in Washington State, where marijuana is legal right now, the workers are asking the employers, "Hey, if I smoke marijuana while I'm at off work at home." And you know, I gotta take my drug test. You know, you throw out a random drug test. Will I be fired from my job if my drug test come back positive for marijuana? If it's legal in my state, you know. So that's what they're banging out now. That's what they're trying to bang out right now is how that's going to work in the workplace. Okay, if marijuana is legal in your state and you're at home or whatever after work or whatever smoking weed, smoking marijuana, then like I said, you go back and take a drug test and come back positive for marijuana, can they fire you? Well, That article I just read you, like you said, there's a guy right now in the appeals court, in the Supreme Appeals Court, that's appealing his case where he was let go from his job because he tested positive for marijuana. Now, the thing is, what he's saying is he was disabled or hurt in a car crash. And they say disabled. So he was disabled in a car crash when he was a teenager. So since 2009, he's been, excuse me, he's on medical marijuana. So he's got a medical excuse to smoke marijuana. But they fired him from his job because he tested positive for marijuana. Now, the local court that they went to, they dismissed his case, you know, saying that it's still against the law. And then, so he appealed it, and now the Supreme Court of Appeals has agreed to hear the case. So, you know, that's going to be something right there to... hear about a little bit later on. But call the number to the show, guys. It's 818-301-5888. 334 is the number to the show. And today's Free Fall Friday. So call into the show and talk about whatever you want. Now, like I said, if you just joined the show, I've been talking about the medical marijuana. Not medical marijuana, but marijuana as it has become legal now in Washington State. And it's going to become legal in Colorado in January, next month. So, you know, these people out here jumping up and down like sisters at a wing roast, because now they can, you know, they can smoke pot out in the streets, you know. In Seattle, Washington today, I grabbed this article offline. It says, the crowds of happy people lighting joints under Seattle's Space Needle early Thursday morning with nary a police officer in sight bespoke the new reality. Marijuana is legal under Washington state law. I mean, today, guys, today they're coming in and that's what they did today in Seattle. I mean, that's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. They were so crowds of people gathered under the Space Needle. Now, the Space Needle, you guys know, the Space Needle is like the main attraction. It's like the main attraction in up in Seattle, okay? So think about it. Hundreds of people gathered there this morning, and I guess when the clock turned midnight, you know, like New Year's, they started lighting up, you know. Showing a guy on here smoking a pipe, you know. It says hundreds gather at Seattle Center for a New Year's Eve-style countdown to 12 a.m. That's what I just said. When the legalization measure passed by voters last month took effect, when the clock struck, they cheered and sparked up in unison. A few dozen people gathered on the sidewalk outside the North Seattle getting some type of report in, but a few dozen people gathered on a sidewalk outside the North Seattle headquarters of the annual Hemp Fest celebration and did the same, offering joints to reporters and blowing smoke in the television news cameras. Merchant say, "I feel like a kid again," or "I feel like a kid in a candy store," shouted Hemp Fest volunteer Darby Hageman. "It's all becoming real now." Washington and Colorado became the first states to vote to decriminalize and regulate the possession of an ounce or less of marijuana by adults over the age 21. Both measures calls for setting up state licensing schemes for pot growers, processors, and retail stores. Well, you hear guys, that you know, I don't know. I mean, they're saying I'm having some some type of issue with technically with the show as far as volume goes, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, hopefully everything's good. So I'm hearing that everything's okay now. Thank you from my technical crew. Anyway, we were talking about not medical marijuana, but the legalization of marijuana in Washington State, and it'll be legal in Colorado in January. But these people, like I said, in Washington State, is saying that, you know, they all gathered under the Space Needle, and they all fired up this morning at 12 a.m. Just like I said, they did it like it was, like when they struck, like the clock struck 12, they all lit up. And one of the guys was quoted as saying, "I feel like a kid in a candy store." And he said, "It's all becoming real now." You know, I mean, they are balling it out. So what it's saying is, they voting to decriminalize and regulate the possession of an ounce or less of marijuana by adults over 21. So adults in Washington State right now, 21 and older, they can walk around with an ounce of pot or less in their pocket and not be, you know, locked up about it. I mean, both measures call for setting up state licensing schemes for pot growers. So people that grow pot, they gonna have to get a license to grow it. But you'll be able to grow it. You know, pot growers, processors, and retail stores. So they're gonna be selling it in the store. They're gonna have people that's processing it out of the field. And so they're gonna make money in Washington State. And let me say this too. If this turns out to be something that creates big revenue for the state, it's going to start to trickle in the other states. They're watching this. Yeah, I guarantee you they're watching this. And that's, you know, if it becomes something that's a huge revenue grabber, you know that they're going to grab a hold of it. You know that. And it says, technically, Washington's new marijuana law still forbids smoking pot in public, which remains punishable by a fine, like drinking in public. Okay? I didn't know you couldn't drink in public. You ain't driving in public. I guess that's in Washington. I mean, you see, drunks drinking all the time standing in the street. Maybe not here. But anyway, pot is legal in Washington State today. Pot will be legal in Colorado State next month. Hey, thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate it. And I hope you guys have a great weekend. Have a great Saturday, a great Sunday, and a great Monday, because I won't talk to you again until Monday evening. So have a great Monday at work. Take care of your families. Have a great weekend, guys. It's Frank Williams, and I'm over.